Gus Williams. Let me tell you a little bit about Gus Williams, Joe Dwyer. Not only was he an outstanding all-star guard for the Supersonics, this guy played 11 seasons in the NBA. He was selected in two all-star games, won the NBA title in Seattle, something that another football team couldn't quite do this past year, averaged 18 points. Listen to the team in 1981-82 that he was part of the starting all-star team with: Larry Bird, Julius Erving, Moses Malone, George Gervin. Not too bad, Gus Williams. You know, our theme today is probably talent versus chemistry. As you look back on your career and you look at these Final Four teams, as Joe said, you know, talent is something you can't replace. But having said that, at this point, chemistry is much more important.
Well, I would definitely have to agree with you, Nick. Chemistry, you just can't put your finger on it and how to get it, because if that was the case, everybody would have that. Chemistry as opposed to a talent, it reminds me of a relationship. You can have two good people together, but for some reason they just don't get along and make it. But if they have chemistry between them, those are the relationships that really last. And I relate that to a basketball.
Well, Joe Dwyer, we'll look forward to having you on tomorrow and the rest of the week with our friend Willis Wilson and Kyle Macy, two people that know the NCAA frontwards and backwards. We'll even have a different kind of story. I like to look at what these coaches are wearing, with what they talked about with the NBA and the players getting all pretty on their road trips. We're going to do a little bit of analysis of what they're wearing on the sidelines, because Willis Wilson, our friend from Rice, may be the best-dressed coach on the sidelines. And once again, Bill Belichick may be the worst-dressed coach on the sidelines in the NFL. So we're going to try to see if there's a connection between what you wear and how you play, because, let's face it, head games is all about those in-depth, important subjects. But we'll see
Nick,
you tomorrow, my friend,
the
rest of the week.
Then I'm a zero, because if you looked at how we dress in the office, it doesn't compare to those NBA guys.
Yeah, well, we're handing out Head Games Final Four thongs this week, and you'll be one of our first to receive one.
All right. I'm not sure if that's really a good thing, but I'll just take that as my note to leave.
Thank you, Joe. Hey,
thanks a lot. We'll talk
appreciate
to you tomorrow.
Appreciate it. Great job. Well, let's talk about your experience in the NBA, starting with Amari Stoudemire. It's the kind of thing, as I just said earlier, with that chemistry is so important, and Steve Nash has been the catalyst for that chemistry in two very different teams, three new starters this year with the Suns. No one would have predicted them to do this well. Now they've got their chemistry together. How would you, if you were the coach for the Suns right now, how would you work Amari back into the lineup, knowing that he's one of the most, if not the most, talented young player in the NBA?
Well, of course, you have to take his injury into account. You don't want to just rush him back and play the bulk of the time, 40 minutes, right away. But I think he's still young and strong enough to do that. And he was such a big part of the team anyway. It wouldn't be a problem for him to get back in and play those minutes, and the rest of the team will adjust around him.
As you look at Steve Nash and what he's done to show this kind of ability, how does he remind you of Magic, his passing ability? How would you rate the two? To me, those are the two greatest passers of all time, with Bob Cousy a close third.
Well, no doubt about it. I think that Steve Nash, he sees the court as well as anybody in the game ever. I think the only advantage Magic had over him, being 6'8", 6'9", he can see over the opposing, and he could go down low. And he can pass from the low post position. And it's being 6'8 and 6'9 is definitely an advantage for Magic.
How would you compare these two teams? Obviously, the Magic Lakers won the title, so we know who comes out on top. But how do you compare the two teams? Because to me, the Lakers had three key players, which to me is so much more effective in terms of being able to adjust to different situations than a team that's dominated by, say, a Pippen, you know, and a Michael Jordan.
Well, I always said a good team is better than just one superstar against one superstar. I think that you look at any successful team, usually they have a team, the starting five, and well as one or two other players coming off the bench that can contribute. I mean, most of the teams now, they may have one and two superstars that would pick up the bulk of the scoring, 20 points, and then the rest of them just kind of getting the scraps. But if you have a team like Phoenix, Dallas, San Antonio, and Detroit, which are the best four teams, I think, in the league, you see that five guys contribute, and it's tough to beat, and their record speaks for themselves.
And that, to me, is really the name of this era in the NBA, is the fact that the team-oriented organizations are the ones that are getting it done. Detroit, even without Larry Brown at coach, you know, they seem to have played even better this year. The Suns, even without their best player, have found a way to adjust. So that's a pretty strong statement in itself. Let's go back to that 1979 season and just remembering, as you got close to the playoffs, What was it that gave you and your teammates that confidence? As you look at the NCAA, of course, coming and the way teams are now thinking about their chance to cement a place in history, how did your coaches and how did you as a team handle that growing vice-like pressure that came upon you?
Well, I tell you, in 79, it was a lot easier than 78. You have to remember, we were in the championship against the same team in 78. And although we had basically a young team, what gave us the most confidence is being there the first year, the 78th year. And then so 79, we've been there before. We wasn't all caught up in the hoopla, and this is our first time here. So we was more confident and more focused to know what we had to do to accomplish the job.
Who has the advantage then in that case? Do you think San Antonio, just because of that, has the big advantage this year? Or do you think maybe the Suns, where you're more seasoning and the confidence, knowing that they could do well even without their most talented player?
Well, I think that San Antonio definitely has the advantage because they've been there so many times, not only last year but the last few years and overall. But the Phoenix Suns, they're very hungry. I think they, with the addition of Omari, that it's going to be a tough situation for them to overcome.
And if Detroit gets that attitude that people are forgetting about them, they're going to be equally difficult. Final thoughts as we go into a break here about your career and the way the game has changed, Gus Williams. It seems as if we've forgotten about fundamentals in this game. Guys just don't do the practicing and the perfecting time by themselves to get their games complete.
Well, I think the biggest reason is because they are not being experienced towards the fundamental, the coaching, because now they're getting in the league a lot younger now. And, you know, to miss college, which is a big foundation of coaching and going through the war, I think that really hurts a lot of the players. So now they're drafting on talent alone, and they have to develop their fundamental skills. So they're doing it backwards right now. So that's why you see the little less time as far as being fundamentally sound.
Listen to one of the great guards in NBA history, Gus Williams, with us here live from a beautiful golf course, the Granite Bay Golf Club in Sacramento. We're going to be joined by Ben Davidson to talk about the chemistry on those Raiders teams and comparing that chemistry versus talent. They're both important. Which is more important? Give us a call at 800-878-7529. We'll be right back.